Blog Talk Radio.
You ain't never seen a dress like this. Heaven at your fingertips.
the spaces in between. It's magic when I place it in the beat. An average day is spent all in the sheets. Emphatic when I tell you what you mean
to me.
Chemistry, intimate memory. Every time I give you all my energy, emphasis, never sleep.
I got too many hoes, but they ain't you. You like to put that shit in your nose, but I still love you. Be doing shit that nobody knows. In the streets they be thinking you're a lady, but at home
you're my fucking porn.
If you ain't nasty, don't at me. I've been working all day. I like to run the streets in the dark out and then come home, blow your back out. I hope that's okay. I can't leave you alone.
Not for no 24 hours.
Lately I've been thinking about us, about us. You as real as they come, but you would rather be on them drugs. And I would rather hang with my thugs. Fuck when you've been draining me out. You know that, you blow that well, where that throw that. You better kiss it before I go. If you ain't nasty, don't at me. I've been working all day. To run the streets in the dark out, then come through and blow your back out. I hope that's okay. I can't leave you alone. No, no. fall in the night. I put my head on your chest. I can feel your heart and it's beating kind of fast, so it's mine. In this moment of silence, you're looking in the eyes. Nothing's verbalized, but so much you say. I need you so much. The more I'm away from you, the more of you I want.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome, welcome to the Erotic Love Zone. I am Miss VIP, and I am joined by my beautiful, sultry diva, La Perla Negra. Diva, how are you tonight?
I'm good, I'm good. How you doing?
I'm wonderful. Oh, my goodness. Ladies and gentlemen, this show is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you could be raw? And I got mine on, Diva. You got yours on?
I do. I do. I always got my Raw Links on. At least one of them.
I know that's right.
I got so many of them.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. And we're going to give a shout out to our illustrious CEO, Mr. Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet. I call him my balladeer. Anyway, diva. Oh, goodness. The dollar number tonight is 319-527-6300. And please press 1 to be heard around the world, y'all. We're on almost every platform you can think of. So tonight, a little giddy. Then again, I'm not sure if I should be. Diva, this topic tonight is, I'm going to go ahead. It was me. But the topic of this evening, ladies and gentlemen, is the power of the D and the P. Y'all know what I'm talking about. What dumb or crazy shit did y'all do to get it, and how did you feel afterwards? And ladies, I want to know, were you dickmatized? Or gentlemen, were y'all pussy whipped? Diva, what say you?
Me? Girl, was I. Are you talking to me going way back to the, there was a time in my life where I was completely unsatisfied and I had never encountered a man like him before. He was very manipulative mentally, and he was, oh, God, was he good. He was such a good lover. But he put it on me. I think he seen me coming a mile away because he put something on my head that had me, I would have gone on, climb on top of the Empire State Building and jumped off if he asked me to. That's how good it was. Yeah, he had me. Oh, honey, he had me going. It was good. I had never experienced that kind of sex, that kind of touch to my body and my mind, because he touched my mind first, and everything just fell into place. I couldn't see the forest for the trees, child. He was making me cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. I'm trying to tell you, and we.
I understand. Ooh. Trust me, I understand.
Sure.
Wow.
What about you, Diva?
I'm going to tell you. You know, it was like Janet Jackson's line in a song, like a moth to the flame burned by the fire. Lord have mercy. I kept going back and back and back, because like you, I never ever experienced sex like that. He was everything I could think of and more. I mean, it was so good I almost climbed on the ceiling, shoot and jump back down. That's just how good it was. And I would say I was sprung on it. But you know what? Sex itself is a powerful thing. And to me, it could be used as a weapon for sure. And especially, like you said, he saw you coming a mile away. He was just ready to manipulate it, like wield the dick like it was a sword or something, and then, bam, and he got you, you know?
Oh, he did. And, he did use it as a weapon.
Mm-hmm.
He did.
Yeah.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
It's all right. With me, he got my body first. And I am a very, you know, I have a high sex drive. I'm not even going to front that one. So the attraction was almost immediate. And when it happened, it was like, phew, it was like spontaneous combustion. But it was so good, you know. So that's how that worked. I don't think he meant to really, you know, use his as a weapon. He was just using it to use it, and I was good too.
like you, I have an extremely high drive, and he matched it. Out of all the lovers that I've had, he matched it. I mean, he actually surpassed it, and that's what kept me going. But see, when it got to the point where I started feeling like that's all he wanted, I started pulling away, and I told him why, and his response was, well, I'll tell you what, if you don't give it to me, somebody else will get it. And me, out of desperation and fear and heartache,
I got you.
I kept giving in. until I just good, and I'm not. I haven't had a lover like him since.
Nor have I.
I can't say that.
Nor have I.
You know what? I can't say that I miss him. Yeah, but I miss that.
But you miss him. I know that's right.
It was what was attached to the sex that I didn't that I don't miss.
Mm-hmm.
But the other part, girl, girl.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
love. Well, Viva, let me tell you. Tonight I'm going to request that you go first, and then I'm going to spit my piece because I want to know just how crazy or stupid we really were. So, Diva, whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
All right, thank you. All right, everybody, this is Untitled. I don't know what the hell I was writing. I was writing, though. I've been stigmatized, manipulated mentally while being sexed like crazy and just couldn't get enough. I'd never been made to come that hard. Man, he blew my mind. And I would have done anything for him. Just about did. I even let him do things to me that I'm sorry were done. I've overeaten for it, undereaten for it, and made myself sick for it. Fucked at my job and lost it. Fucked at his job and he lost his. And still fucked him after. Fucked in my car, fucked in his car, fucked in their car while driving and fucked while riding. Fucked when parked in the park in the daytime and in the dark. On top of the car and in the grass on the ground while mosquitoes tore our asses up all around. On the bus, on the train, and in the theater, but not on the plane because I don't like to fly. Damn, we got around. My bedroom, his bedroom, hotel, motel room. In the window and at the door. One thing's for sure, he made sure things were never, ever a bore. He did it by the water, in the water, under the waterfall. In the snow and in the rain. Hell, I even waited in the rain for it. Woo, in that restaurant bathroom. Man, we got it in that stall. Travel state to state and all for it. Lied for him and lied with him, but never lied to him. Defending him when I knew he was wrong. Argued and almost got in a fight for it. With my stupidity, of course, it was in the worst part of the hood. Oh, that dick was good. But I haven't been held, looked at, kissed, licked, or fucked on a balcony. Something I've wanted more than anything. Ain't that a bitch? That's their piece.
Now that was
wow.
Woo-wee.
Yeah, girl. There was no place untouched. That was the only place that we did not do. Yeah. I'm gonna have that fantasy one day though. That's on my bucket list.
Right. Oh my God. Woo. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So Diva, we're ready to hear what you brought for us to listen to tonight. So whenever you're ready. The mic is yours.
Thank you. What I did was have the best sex of my life. Same hotel and hours of ecstasy. More sex than the 20 years I was married. See, he opened my Pandora's box and plunged in. He was the first to do everything I could think of and more. What happened was, I equated lust with love. I couldn't get him out of my system. The sex was incredible. The bed stayed wet, and so did I. I was hypnotized, hooked to his carnal flame. I was a fool. That narcissist played me, used me like a tool. But the power of the dick had me bound. I kept going to him because he begged me, said he had to have me. No one could do him like me. Said I was a drug, a high he had to have every chance we got. Even said I love you in the middle of it. And I knew it was bullshit. One night he left me in a hotel room, said he was coming back, and never did, leaving me broken. I guess I stayed in a New York state of mind. He called, and like a moth to the flame, I went back. Red flags were waving, but I didn't care. He was my match sexually, and I still wanted him for me. Every lie, alibi, I believed. Until one day, he really disappointed me. Swore me down he had no internet. I called him out on that lie. There were many hotspots he could have connected to. He got defensive. Said, okay, so what now? When I told him I had enough, he said, fine, and hung up. 4 months later, he begged me to come back or get out of his life. I didn't do ultimatums, and I told him so. Then I said no, and I cried inside because he didn't feel the same for me. And at one point, I thought we were tight. Inside, I died a bit because I'd never experienced that amazing shit. Yet, I still believe in the power of the D. I just need one, only for me, and that's that piece.
Yes, girl, I still believe in it too, strongly.
I just need one now. Just need one.
Yeah. You're right. I do, but until it comes along,
I will. Well, I guess our vibes have to do, huh?
Yeah. And I'm gonna definitely make them do what it do.
Absolutely.
Oh, girl.
Oh my God. Well, Viva, I am ready to open up these mics. I want to hear what our audience has to say. Are you ready?
Oh, yes. Oh, ready. Yes. Let's do
all
this.
All right. First on the mic is our diva, Miss Liz. Hey, diva, how are you? Welcome to the Erotic Love Zone.
Hey, girls. What's
how you
up?
Doing?
Hey, I'm good. Diva.
I'm good. I've been listening to y'all talking, man. You making me think.
That's a good thing. Thinking is good.
Thinking's good now.
What you thinking about? Tell us, what you thinking about?
Come. That toxic D that I had. Mm-hmm. Lord have mercy.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Lord. Yeah, it was the first big dude I'd ever really gotten involved with. And he had an appetite that would not stop.
Yes.
I don't. We saw each other for about 2 years, and I don't think we ever spent more than an hour together that we weren't having sex.
Wow.
And he made me fearless. Yeah, he made me fearless because he was such a big dude. Nobody was going to stop us from what we were doing because nobody wanted to challenge him. He was 6'5".
Oh, you weren't talking. Oh, you meant literally body mass, big dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
6'5", 425. Ex Marine.
Yeah.
All right.
I hear.
Ooh,
we did it on the side of the highway in broad daylight in the parking lot at his insurance company on the hood of his car, on the balcony in the snow in nothing but Timberland. We did it everywhere.
Yeah.
Oh,
Lord, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Girl,
he
did it
so
at red lights everywhere. I know what you're talking about.
Well,
I mean, we'd be sitting there at a red light, be like, pull your titty out. I'm like, all right.
Damn.
Yeah, you had me going. He had me going anywhere. It didn't matter. And I didn't care.
We did it in the recliner one day with his mother in the other room.
Oh, Lord.
Let me tell you, honey, his mother's house, my mother's house, any everywhere. I'm trying to tell you.
Oh, my goodness.
Broom closets at the job,
anywhere we could manage is where we did it.
Wow. So did you feel,
we would even go in
the stores
and go in the dressing
room? Or you were just, like you said, scared?
Huh?
Were you just,
go in the
it was just,
oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Crazy-ish. And, I mean, that's what I'm saying. It was just crazy-ish, like everywhere, anytime, any place. And because you were afraid of this dude, or was the sex that good, you didn't care about how
the
big
sex was that good that I didn't care.
Honey, that sex was the bomb. Let me run across somebody like that again. They go
crazy as fuck.
The world's gonna be in trouble.
Right? The craziest spot we ever did it was I went with him one day to pay his car insurance. And when you went into the offices, you had to go in the main floor, go into a little hallway and go upstairs and then come out on the second floor. So the little hallway was empty and the stairwell was empty. We did it on the stairwell.
Oh,
heard people moving all around us.
Oh, wow.
At any moment, we could have been caught.
Let me ask you something.
That's
you ever see a movie, 9 1/2 Weeks? With Mickey Rourke and what's the girl's name? I forget her name.
I don't remember her name. Yeah.
Kim Basinger. Yeah. Remember when they went in the store and were in the furniture store and he had her lay back on the bed? Yeah, we played that scene out.
Lord have mercy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Whoa. We had fun. We had a good time.
Yeah, we did. We did watch a porno one night, and then it mimicked everything we saw in it.
Now, you know what? We never, ever watched porn. Never.
Are you serious?
I cannot recall. I'm serious. We never, ever watched. Because we were always, he was always up my chair. He was always up in me. It was never no time to watch it. If he did put it on, I ain't know nothing about it. Trust me, it was never. I was too busy making noises, and he was too busy doing things to me. Never once.
Well, Miss Lips, Lord have mercy. Before I start blushing, I want to hear your piece. We do. We really do. So whenever ready, my dear, the mic is yours.
All right. This piece is about another toxic man that was in my life, but not as crazy as that one. So this one's called My Last Orgasm. It began on the sofa at his house. Innocent cuddling gave way to passionate kisses. Then somehow he's naked and my dress is slipping over my head. But we want comfort, so kisses move us down the hall and into his room. He had forethought to light a scented candle, so the soft scent of vanilla greeted us. I feel the release of the last hook of my bra letting go, and we fall kitty corner on the bed. He scoots me back completely on the mattress as he falls to his knees, and I feel his hands grasp the fine red lace of my thong as he slips it down in the front. He doesn't encourage me to lift because he can't wait to taste me. He sucks my clit into his mouth and my back arches to meet him. Luscious kisses torture me as he loves her and shows her how much he missed her. Then he rises just short of my first release. But it's okay because I know what's next. I feel the lace slip down my legs and he inhales them before he tosses them aside. He crawls up my body, gathers my breasts as he spreads my legs with his knees and inhales both nipples at once. And just as I'm overwhelmed with the sensation, I feel his uncut head touch my clit. He takes his time, teasing the slit. This is now a rushing river. Then he gives me that look that I know all too well, that shows his contentment with knowing what I love, just as he plunges his full length deep inside me, making me forget for a moment that only a few months ago, he'd only had one terrible experience with his first that inevitably sent him into my arms. Our bodies find their synchronicity as we move together toward ecstasy, matching his stroke for my stroke as he alternates from nipple to lip to nipple, all the time driving me to madness with each stroke. Then I feel it. The explosion is seeking detonation. I put my hands on my thighs and push down to open myself even more so he can drive into me with all he has as he rises and supports himself on his fists. Sweat drips from him onto my face and body as I feel the flight taking off and he slams into me. And just as the tidal weight of my orgasm hits, his begins to rush forth to meet me. As I coo and scream through my own ecstasy, he releases his flood of warm, tingly liquid magma into my ocean, and I can almost see the steam rising. He thrusts forward one last time as my screams calm into a purr of pure satisfaction, and he giggles at his accomplishment. He collapses beside me but wraps me close because he knows I get chills after coming. And we lay there, having lovers' conversation, as we drift off together in the haze of amazing connection. I'm Lips, and you've just been serviced.
My Lord Jesus.
Damn.
Okay.
So
hot magma flowing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yes.
Help us. Help me. Wow.
You paint this picture all the time.
It's a shame how she's so toxic.
She paints this picture all the time of exactly what's going on, and you can't help but close your eyes and be right there. But the problem with being right there is it's making you make me feel, you know, and it's crazy, but it's crazy good.
Yeah.
I love that piece. Thank you. Wow.
Yeah. All right. Whew. I think I need to be covered, but anyway, my lovely, lovely Miss Liz, it's time to escort you into the love lounge. And it's all yours so far. You can have whatever you want.
Yeah, I need to get over there and get a drink before Van comes because suddenly the bar gets really busy when he shows up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, exactly. All right, darling. One love, one night.
One love, one night.
One love, one night.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Well, that's. Look, I'm going to keep it going, babe. I'm going to keep it going. Next on the mic, Mother Dragon. Hey, Diva. Welcome to the Erotic Love
Club. Hey. How you doing?
How you doing?
Right. All right. Good to
I'm
have
you
here.
Why is that? Why are you trying to keep your composure?
Because I got a feeling it's going to get hotter and hotter and hotter. And I'm going to have to get some ice water, dunk my head in the freezer for a minute while the song's going on, do something to cool off.
Mm-hmm.
So, Diva.
You know it. Yeah.
Yeah. To comment, I had to think about it too, to comment on the topic. I don't think I ever been stigmatized, but I think I had my favorites. Like, you know, the ones that mm-hmm. were like my favorites. They were vast in, you know, signs and stuff like that. One was a Leo and the other was a Libra. And I think those are really the two ones that stick out in my mind. And the Libra was a little bit much older than me, and he was just experienced. And he was the one that I had my multiples on, this period, mm-hmm. multiple orgasms on. So he was the very first one that gave them to me, but he made sure I maintained them. And he was not – Libras are not – they're unselfish lovers. They're the ones that will go mm-hmm. to – above and beyond, you know, at least the one I dealt with. And the other one, he was younger than me, but it was passionate. So I definitely give him that A for passion, you know? And so, you know, and I'm a very, very much a person that loves passion. So if you can give that to me, that's everything. So, mm-hmm. and so this poem that I'm going to read to y'all is the one on the younger one, the one that I just, it was a thought that came to my head, and I felt like, you know, it was something that I needed to express. You know, I no longer deal with him, but he definitely was a favorite. So.
All right, yeah. Well, the mic is yours.
Okay, so thank you. It's inspired by her, You Can Do Damage. And that's hopefully, you know, that it reaches, the energetically it reaches the person, hopefully. So, give me a second. I should have been a little prepared. Okay. There's no question whether I'm emotionally invested, spiritually lifted by the tongues you've been given. And I open my eyes just for a second to peer in your eyes. And we're entranced with each other. You can do damage to this pussy. You can beat it like an 808 drum beat. Don't pull that thing out unless you come to bang. Keep me coming on repeat. Levitate my entire body by the way that you speak into this galaxy below. Mesmerize me with your eyes, and I despise the way she made you. Or even the way she changed you. My only wish is that I got there before her. So absolutely spectacular. You are a work of art. Your body is ridiculous with a 10-gun salute. Repeatedly thrusting, that's all I can think about. How you make me feel when I call out to the universe. You manifest it. And when I came too many times, I had an out-of-body experience. You can do damage to this mouth. In and out and in, you make me gag on its massive size, face to face with one eye. And when I realized the only pain that I want to feel was pleasure, I feel what I feel inside as I collide with comets of your love splashing upon my mouth. You can do damage to this temporal lobe. The intelligence that you lavish, downloaded by genetics, metagene slides down my esophagus. A gifted specimen. In a world there's so much madness, it feels so good to be a piece of your magic. You can do damage. Yes, you can do damage. That's that piece.
Yes, wow. They can do damage, honey. When they are, you know what, I love your piece, but I want to reiterate on what you were saying earlier about the specific signs. And I'm going to tell you something. The Libra was the best lover that I ever had.
Oh, yeah.
But the one that I was talking about in my piece was a Cancer, and he drove my ass crazy because he literally taught me how to tap into the spiritual side of me. He taught me a lot, but he manipulated the fuck out of me. But that piece you just did was...
Cancers can be that. Yeah. I'm a Cancer. I think because I'm a little bit evolved, I don't try to manipulate, but I can definitely get very emotional, you know, and I think it's more of that we're tapping into our emotions a little bit more, stronger than
mm-hmm.
most signs
mm-hmm.
are. And so we want you to feel our feelings. We want you to love
mm-hmm.
the way we love. We want you to every emotion that you can get, even anger, we want you to feel that. And
mm-hmm.
and I think sometimes it could be taken as, oh, they're being manipulative, but it's not that. We want you to see our world.
Mm-hmm. No, he set out to break me purposely because he was mentally he was manipulative. It was beyond being sensitive and tapping into that side of him. It went beyond
mm-hmm.
that. He was on some other shit. Let's just say
he was on some other
you
stuff.
Know?
Yeah, I try to yeah. I get it. He was on some other
Yeah,
stuff.
It was more. It was more of a selfish thing. Like, do it this way. If you don't do it this way, I'll get somebody else to do it. Okay, so.
Got it. And I try to lavish that person with, even silently, if we're making love, I try to lavish them with affirmations of what the king they can be. I try to purposely speak into their soul. And so I think that's the only way that I view lovemaking, and I view it as a very spiritual thing. And I think that's why I'm very selective on who I'm with, because I know that attachment could be either damaging for them or
mm-hmm.
it will drain me. And I'm not looking for that draining sex anymore. So, and I do believe that dignitized, somebody's draining you of your spiritual energy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I am very careful. I'm very careful of that.
Oh yeah. Oh mm-hmm. yeah. You have to be because it's too easy to exchange the energies and for them to slip inside and get control of you. Once somebody's in
Most
your
definitely.
Energy that far, it's almost, it's a task getting back your strength from them. But
mm-hmm.
we ain't going to get into a long, drawn-out conversation about that. But we as
yeah.
you say, we right here. I get it. Trust me, I get it. But your piece
yeah.
was dynamic. It is so good hearing
yes,
from you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna be
yes,
doing this
yes,
a little bit
yes.
more, and I will be blessing. I will bless y'all every chance I can get. I am trying to just get my mojo back, and my mojo is coming. Mm-hmm. So you will hear more. You will hear more in-depth pieces from me. So,
all right,
awesome.
Now. That's what I'm talking about.
Well, there will always be an open mic right here for you, darling. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Thank you. And I bless
mm-hmm.
you with
one
love and one mic.
One love, one mic.
Wow. Oh, my goodness.
Oh. Mm-hmm. She's talking about she's trying to get her mojo back. She got it.
I know,
I
right?
Ain't
she
ain't
never lost it.
That's what I'm saying.
Right?
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. My goodness. Well, Viva. So we do a quick station identification, maybe?
I was just thinking that. All right, you got it, Viva.
All right. It's going to be a quick one.
Okay.
They know who we be.
We are Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Now, Diva, we are going to get to our Canadian diva, Lady A. Hey,
all right.
Diva, welcome to the Erotic Love Zone. How you doing?
Hello. How are you?
Yes,
Diva.
Voice is
How
bad, but I called anyway.
Yeah, I hear it. Are you feeling any better?
Yeah, I'm getting better, yeah, for sure.
Oh, great.
I just have not much of a voice, but yeah, it's getting progressively better.
Mm. Oh, thank you.
I'm
hot.
Good.
Night, girl.
Yes. Tonight's subject is, you know, to me, it's a very mature subject, but for a lot of us, it's very transparent. But anyway, Lady Ed, we want to know what dumb or crazy-ish have you done to get it, and how powerful is the day to you?
Well, I have to say that I didn't have any clue as to what it was until I was 19, and he was 32, and he showed me what it was all about, and I remember thinking, OMG. After that, it was like I had to show other partners what was going on. So he was pretty much my mentor and remained that way for forever, I guess. He was quite a bit older than I was, but he passed away just last year. But he's left many women in his path along the way, that's for sure. So I thought I would read something that would be sort of honoring men, because I think men, in my opinion, are the fairer of the two sexes. I think they're much more beautiful than women are. And maybe that's our fault, because you know, they go out the door, they shit, shower, and shave, and off they go, and they don't wear makeup, and they just are all just perfectly gorgeous. So I brought a piece that speaks to that, if I may.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. And this is called Resplendent. Beauty, which is man, perfection as he stands, sinewy, ripped, shredded, Adonis, reincarnated. Goddess Aphrodite wants him for her own. Tasty treasures taunt her sleep. In her dreams, she moans. Magnificent beyond compare, she touches every inch. Hardened girth, her hand grasps firm. She's wet and squirms. Posterior glutes entice her mood. Her hips press into his. Sculpted, he is David, king to her wanton queen. Resplendent above all gods, she worships him, and with oil sliding down his belly, lower to his groin, lingering on his phallus, engorged, stiff and steely. His groaning lights her fire. She devours greedily. Exquisite form, few are adorned with muscles made for love. He is Scarlet's Rhett Butler, with knowing hands thereof. A vixen, she leads him where he takes the lead. First easy riding, faster their hips in sync. And she pleads in form.
There you go. There you go. Wow. Lady, you say your voice is not back completely, but even with your voice being a little raspy, we can hear you're under the weather, and you still have this way of it's the vibrations that come off of your voice, period. And it's you have a way of turning it into this softness that makes you feel just like my diva always says, like that dog in the cartoon that goes all the way up and just like drifts back and forth slowly down. And, and listening to your pieces make you want to go,
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you.
Exactly.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Well, now, whew. Lady A, please continue to get better. You know, we're praying for you, sending vibes of love and light, as Danielle would say, right, Eva?
Thank you very
absolutely
much. I appreciate it.
Thank
so,
you.
You know what? I want you to go in that love lounge and get a hot toddy. That might make you feel better.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Thanks.
One love, one money.
One love.
Absolutely. Ooh. Hey. Well, let's keep this party going. Next on the mic is area code 302. Welcome to the Erotic Love Zone. How are you?
What's good, ladies? It's Anonymity.
Hey, hey.
What's
up? What's the
good
newest addition to the Epiphany family. What's good with you?
You knew I was going to pop in to show some love. I've been buried in poetry besides work. But, the family welcomed me in, so I'm stopping through, trying to stop through every show. I missed my hobbies last night. I listened in but couldn't, talk. But now this is a good topic to be here.
That's what's up. We happy to have you here. Yes.
Why don't you tell everybody who you are, sir?
Well, I go by Anonymity. I'm a poet. I'm all man. And I'm the newest member of the Epiphany family. I got my spot here by stepping into the Poetry Idol show on the Get Down on Thursday nights, and they were having a contest I didn't know about, and 3 weeks later, after cumulative scores, I had an opportunity to host for the month of April. I have my final show on the Get Down, hosting the Get Down, actually tomorrow night at 9 p.m., and it happens to be the Get Down. It's an erotic edition, so check the page. And, I'm stopping through to show some love here because this is family.
Okay.
So I got
We are 50. Yes.
I got a piece I think is on topic, and it's my honor to share it with you.
Well, the mic is yours.
All right.
It's called Give In. Give in. Just give in. Let go. Close your eyes. Imagine us going in. Say nothing. For words would only speak too much. Tongues are better used for stimulation. Cuff your inhibitions to your ankles. Let me backdoor your desires. Allow your inner exhibitionist to take control. Release all of your secrets. Stash them away in Pandora's box. Touch my body as if I were yours to command. Enjoy the writhing. Embrace the pulsation. Masturbate with the head, stimulating your proximity. Touching, teasing, the sensitivity which pleasures woman, I promise. Any evidence of my fingertips upon flesh will be cleansed, washed away from your lips too drenched for my impressions to stick after I bless you in the forbidden places. Cater to your inner freak, which lies beneath the reserved lady you are, because I promise he'll never know I came, I saw, I conquered. All he'll notice is your smile, thinking all the while that he's done something right since he's left you with this chance to exhale. And peace.
Oh, my word. Well, it's time for my ice water. I just want to let you know. Oh, my goodness.
My. That was absolutely delicious. I love your wordplay. The metaphor.
Yes.
Oh, my God. From the very first line, I was like, hold up, what? Wait a minute. I can't wait to hear the playback of this. I got to hear this piece again. And the way that you did it, your flow, yo, man, I'm glad you're part of the family.
Me too.
Listen, nothing but inspiration here. I mean, I have to write poems on top of poems. I owe poems. You know, being, you know, epiphany, just everything that's going on. This is what I love. All about stretching the pen, all about using the words, realizing that the power in your words and the topic. To staying on topic and digging deep and challenging yourself to do what poetry is designed to do. It's just, it's amazing ink. So I look forward to everything that's on the horizon. And yeah, that was my piece for tonight's topic.
Well,
wow.
Thank you. It was dope. But what we want to know, though, were you ever whipped or sprung? Have you ever done any crazy shit? You know what I'm saying?
I mean, listen, I can't quite say that I was ever whooped, sprung. I've been in love before. I had some very, very, very amazing experiences. You know, but like for me, and here's the thing. For me, I've never been the type that can just go out there and have sex with somebody because, you know, she was spanking. I mean, I had moments here and there, but I've never been that type. For me, it's always been about the connection. You know what
right,
I'm saying? That's
exactly.
That's where the drive for me comes from. I know some people, they take it, they can just, yeah, I'm saying, get it in. But for me, it's about the connection. That's always been the key.
Right.
Absolutely.
I love sex just as much as the next person, maybe more. Possibly more. So,
okay.
But this topic is awesome because I'm hearing some very, very, very good poetry. I love poetry. I love words. So I'm hearing what I'm hearing inspires. And like I said, I just wanted to stop through, show some love to you ladies.
Thank
this
you
is
so
greatly
much.
Appreciated. We appreciate you for coming through. Do not be a stranger. We look forward to hearing more and more of your poetry as well.
I look forward to being here. And remember, ladies, I hope tomorrow night you're able to stop through for tomorrow's show. This is a perfect topic.
Almost definitely.
What's happening tomorrow night.
Honey, we're going to be with the bell one. Trust me. I hope you got a seatbelt. And a drink, because you're going to need it when you get
I don't know what's going to happen. I have no clue. All I know is tomorrow night I'm coming out of the corner. So I'm coming to play tomorrow. So
all right,
I don't get anybody in trouble, but you know what I'm saying? But, you know, we still on that love theme. You know what I'm saying? We're still on that love scene, but we're definitely on that stretching your pen erotically.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Oh, that's right.
What's up?
So I'll see you later tomorrow evening.
Yes.
All
right. It's time to escort you in to the love lounge with Ms. Lips and Mother Dragons. Maybe you can get your, get acquainted and have your favorite libation. All right.
Yes.
Oh, for
thank
sure.
You so
for
much.
Sure. I already
see
them over there. I'm on my way.
One love.
Wow.
Oh,
Steve.
My goodness.
You
know
what? Do that like that. Damn.
I'm, Woo. You know what? You know what? And it's not going to get any better. That's my problem.
I've already
had my ice water. I might have to stick my head in the freezer for a minute. But it's not going to get any better. Because next one's on
the
mic.
I might get a bottle of ice myself.
Yeah. This is one of my favorite poets. This is Divine Demon. Hey, you. Welcome to the Erotic Love Zone. How are you?
What's going down, ladies? How y'all feeling?
Hey, hey. How are you?
We're good.
We're good.
How are you?
We're doing pretty good. I heard y'all, I heard the intro when somebody was talking about, how did she put it? You know, you have the gear, and it says drive, park, reverse, and somebody said they was in overdrive. I ain't got no name. I ain't got no name for neither one of y'all.
Well, Diva,
take some notes. What I'm gonna say.
Diva, it's on you.
I wanna ask. All right, now let me ask you the question of the night.
All right.
Have you ever been, shall I say, pussy whipped?
That's a good question. I wouldn't say whips, but there's been a few occasions where, you know, you be with somebody and you break off and you be like, I should go back just one more time for the sex. And you go back, you be like, one more time.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're like, that was a dumbass move. So
yeah.
I did that, but I wish that was whipped. I mean, it's something I still think of. I'm like, oh, God, that shit was so good. But they think about it like, nah, because everything that came with her was a problem. So I'm just going to leave all that good shit alone and act like it's bad. Really not. So I don't know if that's whipped or not.
Right.
So, yeah.
Absolutely.
I understand.
Okay. Thank you for that. Now, what did you bring delicious for us to listen to tonight?
I got a piece called Lick My Thoughts.
Ooh, child. That sounds familiar.
I remember that.
What y'all might have heard you before? It's an old piece, but I'm going to try it again.
Well, whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Lick my thoughts. Slowly, carefully, lovingly, and lustfully, take a long lick of my tantalizing, tasteful thoughts. Be careful not to fumble or force feed my fantasies. They are slippery when wet. Become mesmerized as you imbibe and try to stay alive on my infectious ideas. Go deep and decisive as you deep throat my diction. Relax your soul as I slide past your lungs. My wit is well hung. Suck my solitude and my sexy sonnets, serenade and invade you. As I devour your spine and make you go blind, you'll think your mind is mine as I devour, as I deliver to your sublime central serenity with my majestic and masterful lines. I beg you not to lose control as my thoughts are swole and cause your teeth to pierce my immense ideas. Suck, nibble, and revel in delight, but please don't ever bite. No, don't do that. My mouth watering subjects. My thoughts are private and precious. They can never be public. Take your time as you sip me like wine. Never, ever rush it. Last but certainly not least, please don't swallow my release. See, my ink is insanely infectious. They cause you to get infected as you salivate and get subjected. My decision is devious and deceptive. As you lick my long bick, you may get delirious. So as I write, I ask you to lick my flows ever so slow. My isms are remarkable and respected. If all this is too much and you think it's just cute poetry stuff, I simply ask you to extend your tongue, put a tip on my tip, take a lifelong lick. We'll see who's the first to burst or maybe even spit. As you succumb to my strength and lick my lengthy thoughts inch by inch. In peace, lift my thoughts, Divine Demon.
Oh, my
God. Oh, good Lord.
I'm killing us tonight.
I'm going,
oh,
I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it.
You know what? I'm a visual, and I love the stimulation. Mm-hmm. I love the picture. The metaphors are a complete and total turn on to me. That is how I get stimulated. Not saying that the directness is in good, but the metaphors allow mm-hmm. me to play mentally, mm-hmm. and I love that kind of stimulation.
I'm just trying to follow the program. Lord have mercy. Oh, goodness. I'm going to have to take a cold shower tonight. I know I am.
I haven't taken one in a long time, but it's going to be cold tonight. That was splendid. It was absolutely splendid.
So much. I love it. Oh, my God. It was delicious, delectable, and
yes.
Lord. Divine Zeman, what you got going on?
Yes, ma'am. Absolutely nothing. Try not to kill nobody. That's it.
Oh, let's not do that.
Well, don't kill her. No, don't kill. If you kill them, don't kill them dead, okay?
That's a good one. No, I just been laying low. Honestly, when I heard both of your pieces, at the start of the show, I gotta come up with something that's equally as hard, because I can't surpass that level. So let me see what I looked at, like 5 or 6 different pieces before I picked that one. I was like, well, let me see if this is even on that level, because they were so high, and all this overdrive and high sex drive, and you know, all this in the car, behind the car, in the park, in the dark, and all that stuff to make the spark. I was just like, I don't know what I'm gonna say, because I'm embarrassed.
Yeah,
I'm a person, I just like poetry. I don't do it.
Well, you did an awesome job. I love that piece, and I'm a fan. Mm-hmm. I'm definitely a fan. Man.
Yeah, we've always have been. Yes. Wow. Well, Divine Zeman, it is really time to escort you into the Love Lounge and enjoy the ladies and meet our newest member of the family. Woo.
Yeah.
And thank you so much.
You just did me a favor before I go, VIP, before you do it, just
absolutely.
Let me text me so I can hear it.
Diva.
Yeah.
I just can't. Woo. One love, one mic. That was the divine demon himself.
One love, one
well,
mic.
You know what?
Oh, God.
Yes.
Oh,
you
God.
Know what?
It's only going to first.
Oh, Lord. You know what? I got to do it. I got to do this. I can't take it no more.
This is Tiffany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Be me. The next phase is online radio. Epiphany. Baby.
Goodness.
Diva. Like I said, it's not going to get any better. So I got my ice water on the ready. All right.
I ain't got no ice. I want some water.
Next on the mic, it's Poetic. Hey,
oh,
Poetic, welcome to the erotic love zone.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm doing good, Miss VIP, La Pearl, La Negra. Hey, Danielle.
Hey, babe. Lord, help us.
Man, I'm listening to all. Oh, this filth, floor, and filth. And I got it. y'all know what I mean. You too. Miss Lips.
Mm-hmm.
Mother of Dragons. Lady A. Oh, my God.
Right?
I was driving. I was like, I probably should pull over. But I was trying to get home to get on this mic. And I was like, my Lord. And Lady A, thank you for letting us know just how beautiful we as men are. Thank you so much.
It's the truth. It's totally the truth.
It is true. You guys, and you know what's crazy? Because the older your men get, the better y'all look. I don't know what kind of game God is playing with us, but y'all don't have to do anything.
I also know that the older women get, the more their eyes fade. So, you know, I'm just going to take that with a grain of salt and just pray that your eyes ain't failing you.
Are you
No, honey. I see very well. How you going to mess up my compliment? How you going to do that? It's true. You ask any woman, the older men get, the better they look. Seriously. It's something about that. I don't know what it is. Time just stop for y'all. With us, we got to fight through it.
Got to fight all my life to prove my love. But we ain't talking about love tonight. Talking about erotic. Oh, God. Is there a question?
Yeah,
go ahead.
We want to know what you think about the power of the P. And have you done anything stupid or crazy to get it? You know, have you ever been whipped? You know what I mean? Sprung.
We're on live radio.
Yes, we are.
Let me address the latter part of the question. Have I ever get bit? Hell no. I whipped that pussy.
Okay.
That's what I do. I whipped that pussy.
By the pee.
It's
so crazy.
Pussy whip.
I said the pee here, not the Z, the pee. My goodness.
Wow. That pussy. Hell.
So funny. No, just the pee, darling.
America, are you listening? America, are you listening? Let me just tell you this. Okay, so have I ever, it is a powerful thing. It make men jump up on stage and smack another man. I'm just saying.
Oh, my.
I'm just saying. It's a powerful thing. It make men take lives, make men take their own lives. And it makes some men who will remain nameless be in another married couple's bed with the wife. Crazy.
Well, now, yeah.
Right? Now, and that person shall remain nameless. But here's what I know of the situation. The husband was a local neighborhood drug dealer, had several guns in the home, so he could have came home at any time and, you know, went crazy. But that thing was so powerful that the side dude didn't really even care. He wasn't packing no tools or nothing. It was just him and his penis. I'm just saying.
Well,
but from what I know of the situation, as I'm looking around, from what I know of the situation, that D was a powerful thing, too, to make her want to have him up in her and her husband's bed doing that thing that they do. I'm just saying.
Must have been.
That's what I know of the situation. I mean, I could go on because the same woman showed up at the hotel in a trench coat with nothing else on underneath, and guess who brought her to the hotel? The same husband. I'm just saying. That thing, you know, it's powerful both. But that's all that's what I know of the situation.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Wow. All righty then.
Uh-huh.
Sound like a whole lot of trouble.
Okay. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man. Yeah. Yes. Yes.
We are so ready for you now. What did you
So y'all know the song by Music Soul Child, Teach Me? You know that song, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is going to change the way you ever listen to that song again, because this is called Just Teach Me.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. Before we get into the true definition of a man, allow me to teach you and show you just how this mental orgasm will fuck up anything you want to teach me. So please, just show me how your mind communicates with your pulsating organ and teasing me with a subtle drip agenda called music, honey. So baby, please, just teach me and show me how I'm willing to demonstrate my ability to just taste each flavor of your flow. You know, that drip that makes you my soul child. Craving honey nectar with rhythms so wild that your honey dripping peach leaks and leaks, oozing and pulsating, making sure I'm teachable. But for me, baby, just leak. Teach me, please, show me. Just how your cream tastes like the glaze of my favorite donut. Hot and ready switch doesn't need to be turned on, but it stays lit and burning with such an intense passion. You want me to penetrate you with my thug thick passion? So I'll be happy to work you till I'm tired, so I can provide you with what is desired. A man who knows his way around, over and inside your body. I don't need you to guide me. Let me show you the way. I will blindfold you so you can hear me say, better yet, moan through every satisfying moment of pleasing you, so I can surrender more than my heart to you. Because I enjoy the way our friction creates an in and out movements, providing this erotic sound of sticky, soothing goodness, and our smiles melt. Because though I was taught to be strong within your walls as the juice and the tightness grips me, ooh, so please just teach me and show me just how much you enjoy what my hands, my mouth, my tongue, my eyes, my thoughts, and my dick does to your total body multi-orgasm when you come so quick. So, yeah, just teach me and show me. Poem.
Okay.
I'm going to take a sip of ice water. Thank you very much. I'm going to take a sip of ice water.
Okay. We see poetic came from.
No.
Wow.
Oh.
Well, you know what? You can't be coming up in here like this. God damn, man.
Lord have mercy. Lord,
thank you.
Yeah. My. Promise me
you just won't come too quick. Okay?
You are bad. You're so bad.
You know what?
Who's that? Lord, I'm tired already. Oh, my God.
I'm almost out of ice water. I'm about to go get some more.
That was so damn hot.
Help. Hot, sticky, juicy. Mm-hmm. Ooh.
See, yep.
The erotic love you, man. Wow.
Thank you.
You know what? I have no words, but yes, I do. I got to get off of this. What you got going on, poetic? Before I say another word.
Ooh. Ladies and gentlemen, you heard the hosts of the Get Down Tomorrow, Anonymity, talk about this erotic edition of the Get Down with J. Rob, the Wise Son, co-hosting, and yours truly, Poetic, co-hosting. Tomorrow night at 9 p.m., man, you are not going to want to miss this show. Unlock your erotic pen. Unleash it. Let it flow. And then Sunday night, I'll be in the Inspiration Factory with Divine Inspiration, Paul Sampson, and yours truly, Poetic. Shout out to Divine Demon for that crazy piece to grow. Yeah, we all remember that link. That's prompt.
Yeah.
But that's where I'm going to be. I'm hosting. That's what I got going.
Okay. That's what's up.
I'm stuck.
Hey, Lord.
I'm so right now.
I'm going to try to keep it in my brain and nowhere else. But thank you so much, Poetic. Now, the lady is waiting for you.
Can I ask you something? What's the color play? Last week it was the hair thing, and then the week before that it was the red outfit. Now it's purple. What's going on? What's that color thing?
I mean,
what's going on?
If you don't know, red is passion, and purple is royalty. And the hair thing.
Yeah, we know that.
She knows that I like a particular song by Elizabeth Withers that says she wants to be any woman in my fantasy. Maybe she aims to please. Kalinda, baby, I'm on my way.
Oh, my. Over there.
One love, one night.
Damn. This is your fault. This is your fault again. Okay? And it ain't going to get no better. Do you see who else is coming
no,
in here?
I'm afraid not. Well, let's not keep him waiting. This is, ladies and gentlemen, I'm speaking this into existence. This is J. Rob, the Wise Son, the Poet Laureate from New York City. Hey, J. Rob, welcome to the Erotic Love Zone. How you doing?
Oh, my. J. Rob, are you muted?
Welcome, ladies.
Oh, my.
It's an honor to be here.
Yeah.
Oh, it's an honor to be here. I'm just happy to be here. Listen to all this. What can I say? Juicy goodness, I guess. Juicy goodness.
I like juicy goodness.
Okay,
let's go.
We'll take that.
A lot of this has been edibly delicious.
Oh, my.
All right.
Oh, God.
Well, that's a good thing. Oh, my God.
I guess I got to ask the question of the evening.
Yeah.
Hey, Rob.
Have
you ever been whipped?
Unlike my co-host, I'm not going to lie to you. You goddamn right I have. I have been outside during the daylight with a flashlight, candles, a seeing eye dog, a couple of FBI agents, even New York City police. I'm like, y'all going to find this motherfucker. Trust and believe. And knock on her door in front of her family during Thanksgiving dinner and be like, can you do that again?
Oh, my.
Damn.
Well,
but on the flip side, I have been the victim of stalkers because there's just some things I like to do and some things they have enjoyed. And everything is legal within certain states. So as long as we're above the Mason-Dixon line all is failing.
Really?
Down south of the Mason-Dixon line, you gotta pick, choose, and refuse because some things are not within city limits. Let's just say.
Okay, everything was legal. You sure?
Everything's legal. I mean, no one's a child. I mean, we're all consenting adults.
Yes. Okay.
And as long as there's not a, as long as you don't abuse certain safe words, life is good.
All
right.
My goodness.
I mean, when she starts screaming out, Sebastian, you know you got to stop.
Oh, shit. I'm not even going to ask
goodness.
You where that safe word came from.
No. I'm just saying.
Not
I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
Wow.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
Well,
have mercy.
All right. Well, J. Rob, the wise son, we are ready for you. All right, so whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
You poor thing. They actually let me on this show. Let's talk about being sprung. Let's talk about being strung out. Let's talk about when I'm underneath you. Fuck that. I miss your drip. I miss the overflowing drip of spit from your lips when you grab it with both hands and slowly suck it. The way your eyes roll in the back of your head so you can see your deja vu dreams of doing me come true because you're just not through. I love how you suck it and not slurp it. And use all that spit as lubricant and stroke my ego nice and slow. How your mouth moat slides it all the way slowly to the back of your throat. Then you kiss me passionately, aggressively, telling me you want me to come for you willingly as you continue stroking me. I want to explode from your hand stroke and lip participation, and before I tell you how bad I want you, I need you to let me come for you and all over you as I move your hair to the side so I can watch my shaft slide from view slowly. Cheeks pucker. I miss my mind because I'm losing it, and as your jowl begins to become my vagina replacement with just one slight bit of amount of pressure and saliva as you grab my hand and make exactly what you're supposed to do when you force-feed me, you and I give you every inch of this chocolate stick with slow moans of approval as you whisper, choke me, which is what I begin to do before I explode for you, begging you to stop while you ignore my pleas of surrender as you siphon every single drop of your stiff, delectable desires. And before you begin to open your eyes, you twist it in your fist like that and make the flat come back, and you take it into your fist, inflating it again so you can do what you wish just before you smile with spit dripping from your lips as you tell me you're about to sit on it. And I look at you and say, oh shit, I think I'm in love. Paul.
Shit, I dropped my phone. God.
I need some more ice.
What happened?
It melted while he was spitting his piece. See that?
What happened?
My goodness.
What happened? Or what's happening? What? I ain't going to tell you what's happening, but.
Oh my goodness.
God. You know what?
I ain't do nothing.
Jesus. Mary and Joseph.
You know what? I think we need to start running when J-Rob says that. We really need to start running when he says that because the lightning bolt is coming down to strike him. And I don't want to be around when that happens. I didn't do anything. Sure, you're right.
You know what? You know what? This particular show, this particular episode, I am going to download and I'm going to save this in my playlist so I can listen to this when I need. Yeah, I'm just going to save this one because y'all doing, y'all. Jeez.
Well.
That piece, those words, that tone, that, oh my God.
It's a love story.
I love that story. It's a love story. I love that story.
Exactly. Yeah. My Lord.
It's a love story.
I'm J-Rob, the Wise Gun. Tell me what you got going on.
Look, y'all heard what that man Anonymity said. Then y'all heard what that man Poetic said prior to my opportunity to come to this microphone. All I'm going to say, for all of y'all that enjoy erotica, word porn, dirty talking poetry, this show is for y'all. This show is for y'all. And even though, you know, me and Van tend to shy away from that subject, we're going to end Poetry Month on some very nasty shit. So we're asking y'all to come through. Come through. Bring your dirtiness. No soap. Get filthy. Play in the mud. Right. Get dirty.
Oh, my.
And prove to us why this particular genre of poetry is your thing. It is the erotic. It's the home of erotica for a couple of hours on the Get Down, featuring that poet, Anonymity, the poet, Poetic, and Shy Brother, Wise Son. Tomorrow night, 9 o'clock on the Get Down. It's gonna be dope. It's gonna be filthy.
Well, all right.
It's gonna be slinging mud. It's gonna be dirty. Both of y'all don't play around. And tell me some nonsense like, I don't have no poetry for this. You're lying. I know you're not nasty poetry. So
No, baby. Listen.
This is right up your alley.
Oh, we got something for you. Trust me.
This is up your alley. I know it is. Come on now.
You gonna love it. Trust me.
I'm not asking you to save the black community. I'm asking you to get nasty with the black community. So
y'all gonna be sucking your thumbs after.
Look. I got a whole box of cigars in here. So it'd take me 30 minutes to smoke a cigar. If I finish a cigar in 5 minutes, you talking some shit. Because that's hard to do. I finished a cigar in 5 minutes.
I ain't saying nothing about no cigar. I see it sucking your thumbs. I ain't saying nothing about no cigar. You're going to sit back
sweetheart.
And you're going to want to savor the flavor of that one. Trust me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to be pulling on this cigar.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Oh
be
my
ready.
Goodness.
I might have company. Let's see how dirty y'all can bring it.
Oh, you can. The more the merrier. Have yourself some company. I'm pretty sure.
Don't threaten me with a good time. I'm not that dude. I'm not that dude. Don't threaten me. I'm thoroughly expecting the two ladies I'm speaking to come with something that I can dig out of the mud and go, now that's dirty. And Ms. VIP, don't play. Breathe heavy on the microphone and say some dirty stuff and breathe heavy with your sultry voice and what have you. Stop playing. That's what I'm expecting.
Wow.
Don't care if it rhymes.
Wow.
Just bring the dirty. Your voice is sultry.
Oh my!
You can say something. I can't wait to see me jump out of the mud and all of my ever essence. We'll call it a birthday suit. But take suit and
you
take note because this is not school.
Oh my!
Dunce caps is for losers, goodness. And I'm going to. And then you finish that sentence. I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
And the pearl. Nothing nice, sweetheart. Nothing nice.
Lord.
We'll be there with bells on.
Put the bells on wherever you want to put the bells. I'm just going to be looking at y'all like, you're nasty. Y'all there.
All right. Well.
So I'm good. I'm actually very good.
It takes some to know some. All right. All righty. Thank you so much.
Let's be painstakingly clear.
Mm-hmm.
All my nasty poetry is written by Van Meadows. Him and Muhammad write 90% of my stuff. I'm not ashamed to say it.
You know
Hazy David Mott will write some.
Y'all better start running
not ashamed.
Again.
I ain't ashamed because I stopped doing real dirty poetry, you know, 20 years ago because, you know, I thought I was in love and found the woman I was, but, you know, that's a different story. But anyway, so
that's
I asked them
story.
To, you know, like, help me out, and they write stuff, and, you know, they give me, they write poetry and be like, here, serve that to them. I'm like, you know what, y'all love me so much. I love those guys.
Well, we love you too.
Y'all different. Y'all, mm-hmm. y'all supposed to come on the show and be nasty, so.
So we're different? Oh, wow. Wow.
I can't stand it.
Well, I'll be. You know what?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to send you into the love lounge. You're going to go.
Because mm-hmm.
you're cutting up. You know
I did nothing.
You're cutting up. Mm-hmm.
I did nothing.
I can't stand him.
I cannot. All right. You know
so,
what, David?
It was nice talking to you both.
Something.
I expect to hear from you
yeah.
tomorrow. I will have mud to throw at the two of you so that you'll be in the proper
Wait,
mood.
What?
So
mud.
Toss mud.
Mud?
Mud is,
do me a
mud
favor.
Is sexy.
Can
it
you
does,
do me a favor?
Mud does a lot for your skin.
Can you do me a favor?
Okay.
What
Can
favor
you
would you
it
like?
Warm? Can you make it warm?
No, babe, because if it's cold, you know, you get
know
really
it.
High goosebumps, and then I can write shit on your goosebumps.
I knew you were going to say something like that. All right. Okay. I knew he was going to say something like that. I already knew it.
Yeah. Well, it's time. It's that time, darling.
Hey, y'all have a good night.
Everyone
I'm going to go find nothing to put on so I can be ready for tomorrow's show.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
All righty then. Mm-hmm. One love, one mic.
One love,
one
mic. One
love and one mic.
Jesus.
No, what?
Diva.
Diva, what?
Diva. You know what? Why don't you, before you open up this next mic, why don't you bring Poetic back in here so he can give us the rundown, and hopefully he'll just come in and give us the rundown, and, you know.
Can he just, do you think he can detach himself from his sexy bartender?
He can.
Let's
He's
see.
Done it several times. He can.
Oh, he's strong. All right.
Yeah.
Hey, Poetic. How you feel?
Hey, I'm feeling good. But my inhibitions is getting weaker and weaker every time I get next to Kalinda. So I don't know how much stronger I'm going to be. At some point, he will give in.
Now remember, she is on duty. She's working. Okay.
I heard your piece. You on duty, off duty. Private duty, present duty, need I go on?
I'm not going to listen. You can't know.
I heard that piece. Shoo, shoo.
That's a whole different animal. Okay. Oh, no, you didn't.
Hold on, baby. I'll be right back. Okay, I'll be right back.
Lord. Poeta, can you please give us the rundown for the week for Epiphany, please?
It would be my pleasure. Ladies and gentlemen, join Epiphany Radio tomorrow night for the Get Down with your host, Anonymity, J-Rob, the wise son, and yours truly, Poetic. Friday night is open at the moment, but Saturday night, y'all, it's going to be Poetic Therapy with La Pearl, La Negra, and Stan, the man Phillips. Sunday night is the Inspiration Factory with your host, Divine Inspiration, and yours truly, Poetic. Monday night, y'all, is going to be King and Queen's Quarters with Queen Simmons and King Atterbury. Tuesday night is going to be Fly Speak with your host, Mojave. And then next Wednesday, we'll be right back in here for another edition of the Erotic Love Zone with the sexy divas of Epiphany, Miss VIP and La Pearl, La Negra. Ladies, back to you.
Thank you for that. You can go back over there. Regardless of what I said in my piece, that's a whole different animal, okay?
Private
she's
duty.
A nice,
duty.
She's a nice lady.
Duty. She's real.
Thank you so much.
God.
Thank you so much.
Please,
Lord,
miss lovely.
Yes.
Lord.
Yes. One love, one mind.
Oh, good Lord. I'm scared to play another station identification, but maybe I better before we let this one come on. What you think, Diva?
Get myself together. Lord have mercy.
I know, right? Right? Mm. Oh, wait. Okay. Hold on. Let me see. Is that right, Mom? Or that's it?
Epiphany Radio, the for real entertainment. Listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
Lord have mercy. Diva. Diva.
Yes.
Mm.
Yes.
All this male presence is, Well, anyway. I'm ready. Are you ready, Diva? I'm ready to bring on our New York John, the Iron Man himself, Mojave. Hey, welcome to the Erotic Love Zone. How you doing?
Hey,
hello.
Javi.
Can you hear me? Okay.
We can hear you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm fine, baby. Hello.
We're holding it together as best as we can. But I know you're about to unravel some thread.
I'm not that guy.
You that guy. Mm-hmm. See, it all started with the Vine Demon. And it never got any better.
It just increased.
And Lord have mercy. And we expect the same from you. Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. I don't know who that is.
Yeah, well. Mm-hmm.
But I know there's only a few minutes left. I don't want to run into the time with the walks up lady. So, excuse me.
Wow.
And we'll see what happens.
Take your time, as far as I'm concerned.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you. Mm-hmm. I appreciate that. I know you guys were asking me the power to be here. I've been whipped. I married somebody I was supposed to marry.
Wow.
And they were malignant narcissists. Great. But, you know, everything works together for the greater good. You know, two very well-built kids. on becoming a doctor, the other one becoming an accountant. I can't be mad at that. But I do realize, you know, with narcissists, they have the same that you use. She could sing on me and get me in shape, and that's how it was, you know. You know, the greatest fantasies and all that other stuff. But, you know, now I've learned not to be thirsty. So I refuse. I obey my thirst by not being thirsty.
Okay.
I'm like, my booty is so big. I'm like, yeah, that's your booty. That ain't mine. So it's not like you're going to give it to me. So, see you later. Slapping your own hand. I heard it twice. Try it. Go do it. I'm like, listen. Toys are for everybody. I said, but they ain't got arms. They can't hold you. So good luck with that. Unless they start making the toys arms that hold you afterwards, I don't know. It's going to be interesting. Anyway, that's neither there. No, toys are your friend, gentlemen. Just for the record, for anybody within my sound of my voice, don't be afraid of toys. Toys are your friend. Less work for you. More fun for them. Stay happy, you're happy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Mojave, what did you bring delicious for us to listen to tonight?
All right. I'm going to see if this works because I think I might have mislabeled it, but okay, let me see.
The mic is yours.
Oh, that's not it. Oh, that's definitely not. Nope, that's not it. No, that's not it. See, this is all messed up. No. No. Nope, messed up. This is where, see? Yeah, I messed up. Huh? Yeah. All this stuff ready to go, and yeah, I messed up. This is it. Oh, okay. Let me just go. Shameful. This is so shameful. There we go. Can you hear that?
Mm-hmm.
Not too loud, right?
Seems very fine.
All right. There's nothing as beautiful as you are naked, like the day you were born. For long, I can never forsake you, take you to places hidden where nature speaks and seeks to give beauty to my eyes in the form of you. Give me your leans, your kisses of benediction, consumption of love, our gaze dances, exploding all chances, making true all intentions. May I learn of your unmentionables, the innocence of your eyes filled with wanting, your lips full, needing to be drank. Make me drunk. Wearing the most beautiful lace, neck, swan-like grace, asking for taste. Your skin speaking soft. Your skin speaking need. Your skin speaking more. Your skin speaks hunger, speaking touch, soft, giving my mouth wants to sample. Your nipples are for appetizer. Chiffon lingerie, holding melanin, fetching melanin's magnificent areolas, asking to be masticated. Consumed to harvest like nipples into full bloom, your torso lined with sex flush and goosebumps, bits barely holding your thongs, your lips are drooling while singing your song, soaking with your lipstick sticking out in the fire, holding light like the sign of a causeway, making me want to get off and into your exit. Revlon on Medicare toes make me want to stick them into my mouth for a good suck. Fuck. How I want you. How I want to touch you. how I want to feel everything that you are. I love your growth, your change, evolution, the revolution, the sensual freedom that you express when your hands stir and press your love button. The sudden shut-up, orgasm, stomach wave, no particular pattern, your spasms are all voluntary. There be softness amongst these clouds, angelic, holding your water vapor, waiting to be expressed as rain, storms, sun showers to the leaves. I want you to monsoon for part of my sun to reflect off your moon, your thickness smooth. Let me hear your body from the beauty of the reply. Let me worship you as a goddess. Kowtow and kneel, offer my mouth and digits for all of your appeal. I've already given you my intelligence, speak in warm conversation that surrounds your spirit. To know that you are covered by love, there's nothing else to speak of except what it feels like when this exchange becomes physical and the essence of what we dream becomes true, making you mine. That you give me you is the greatest flex. There's nothing greater than our connection and soul sex. Oh.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Well, do.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I am speechless. That was beautiful, as usual. And it's just, you know what has gotten me tonight with these pieces? It's a little bit of the controlling, telling them what to say, or shall y'all, oh God, help me.
Oh. Yeah. My gracious. It's something, all right. Lord have mercy. Mm. That was, it was beautiful. I really loved the piece. And you always, always deliver. True. I'm trying to tell you, you always deliver. So I appreciate that.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
You are welcome. Thank you. Diva, before we let him escape, would you mind telling us what you got going on in the Epiphany Universe, Mojave?
Well, in the Epiphany Universe, next Tuesday is Fly Speak, where we will be having T-Lo, Defining Thoughts. I got like it's going to be an incredible set of poets. Never heard before here on this network, but won't be the last, you know, and it's going to be very incredible. I look forward to it. I think you should as well. I'm going to do some crazy promo as soon as they give me all their stuff. And it's just, you know, May's my birthday month. Yeah, it's the week of my birthday. I'm going to celebrate my birthday and act crazy and everything else on there. So be ready, be prepared, and watch it all happen. It's about to go down. This month is going to be incredible as far as from the Tuesday night perspective. But everything we do on Epiphany is incredible because Epiphany is the squid dog. But literally and figuratively, between that and then War Council the following week, which will do some more incredible stuff. The 17th, I'm interviewing Jessica Holter from the Panani Poets here on the network. And then, of course, Honey Dripper 2.0, number 15, Kiss. And it's going to have some of the dopest erotic women who are doing, I mean, the dopest erotic poets who are women doing poetry. Super fantastic. I've got Katarina Sano, O.J. Monella. I've got Arthur D. Magwood, just won an award, National Award for Poetry. I've got the Pussy Poet. We're going to talk to the fellas. We're going to look at the fellas. We're going to look at the ladies. It says they like the way we talk to y'all the last time on 152 more, though. We're going to let the ladies talk to us. So, fellas, be prepared. Get ready. It's going down. It's going to happen. And then this special project we're doing is going to be great. So, yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. Be prepared. Be ready. It's going to happen.
All right.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. I'm going to definitely be there. Definitely.
Well, thank you, ladies. Thank you for the space.
Thank you.
That's all the real. We thank you. Well, I'd like to be thanked. Thank you.
I'm sure some folks out there would like to thank the hell out of you. But we're going to send you on over there to the love language. With poetic anonymity, J-Rob, Mother Dragons, Lisa Lips, they're all over there. And Christopher Harvey. Yeah, God Divine.
They're chilling.
You know, having drinks, sitting back, you know, doing what they do.
Sweat lodge. That's what they're doing.
Boy.
Oh, water box, getting the steam up. Let me stop. It's a song.
All right.
All right,
Mahavi. Thank you so much. We appreciate you.
Bye. One love, one mic.
Bye. One love, one mic.
Bye.
I've done nothing crazy. It's nothing.
Crazy. Mm. One love, one mic. I know,
wow.
Right? Oh, my gosh. Diva, this was an amazing show. And I just want to thank everyone who came out tonight. Thank you for those who are listening. I thank you so much. I appreciate you. And y'all just stay safe. It's not over. Y'all know it's not over. Just wear your masks when, you know. And God bless you guys. Thank you so much again. Diva.
What she said. Yes. And you know what I always say, get that good relationship going with yourself. You're going to have it for the rest of your life. And that's where spirit lies anyway. Continue to respect and love one another. And, yes, just be safe, be vigilant, be conscious, and be considerate. That, I'm going to say peace, and I'm going to leave y'all with this.